the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 11th of April 2022, is Monday of the Holy Week. We reflect on the theme Selfishness and Selfish Interest, Danger to Growth. Today, I invite you to join me in reflecting on the theme, the danger of self-interest. In the gospel passage of today from John chapter 12, verse 1 to 11, a woman came to the house of Lazarus and his sisters, and in adoration of Jesus, she poured very costly ointment, pure nard, on his feet and wiped it with her hair. Judas, observing the action of the woman, criticized her, accused her of waste, and offered a financial advice. The ointment could have been sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor, he said. Truly, if the suggestion of Judas had been with a good intention, it could have been very good advice. But with his vested selfish interest, it was not. Judas hid his selfish interest very well behind the curtain of love of the poor. It was the evangelist John that unveiled the selfish interest behind the advice in John chapter 12, verse 6. He said, Judas did not care about the poor, but was interested in having more money from which he could steal. According to him, Judas was a thief who used to help himself with the money entrusted to him as treasurer. Judas successfully hid the selfishness in his heart from everyone and put on the appearance of a righteous person with philanthropic interests. As a matter of fact, other disciples might have praised him for his thoughtfulness. Like Judas, many of us, even in our time, also put up religious and selfless facades that hide our true intentions. This story of Judas is the same as the story of many who hold positions of authority in many areas of life, political, civil, religious, traditional, and so on. Like Judas, many people who hold such positions come under the disguise of serving the common good, serving the nation or the church. But like Judas, who used to help himself to funds from the common purse, we see many who also help themselves to the common wealth, the wealth of the nation, the funds of the societies or associations, and so on and so forth. Dearly beloved, we must fight against the temptation of selfish interest, an interest that disguises a selfless service, only to manifest in taking advantage of the common wealth placed in our charge. Selfish interest many times makes people blind to the genuine contributions that others can make. It makes people block what could help growth and development. Judas was so blinded by his selfish interest that he could not appreciate the love in the heart of that woman and her effort to affirm Jesus by her action of pouring the oil on his feet. Whereas Jesus saw the action of the woman from a positive angle of preparing and looking ahead at his impending burial, Judas condemned her. This, dear friends, is what selfish interest does. It can make us do or say anything to the extent of lying and damaging other people's image so that one's own interest can be promoted. We see this play out in politics, in the boardrooms, and even in religious circles. My dear friends, Judas and everyone like him are the opposite of what that selfless woman and our Lord himself stand for, the epitome of selfless giving. Indeed, every selfishness is directly opposed to the actions of Christ and his cross. We are called during this Lenten season to kill the virus of selfish interests that make us stand in opposition to what our Lord stands for. We shall be guilty of offending the Lord if in the process of protecting our selfish interests, we fall into actions that diminish others and stifle progress. Christ offered the most precious gift of his life in the same way as the woman offered something of great value as demonstration of their selflessness. We are also called to be like them in selfless service. Let us pray that the Lord Jesus will heal us from all forms of selfishness and purify our heart's desires. Amen. I bless you as you begin today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.